Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Wednesday, December 18, 2024. In today's episode, we will quickly cover 30 news articles in 30 minutes. Let's dive in.
Congo takes action against Apple over conflict minerals. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is taking a stand against Apple, accusing its subsidiaries in France and Belgium of using conflict minerals sourced from small-scale mines controlled by armed groups. These groups are linked to serious human rights violations, including violence and exploitation. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is rich in essential minerals like tin, tantalum, tungsten, and gold, which are vital for the electronics industry. While Apple claims it audits its suppliers and does not directly source these minerals, lawyers for the Congolese government argue that the company is complicit in these abuses. This legal battle underscores the urgent need for companies to take responsibility for their supply chains, especially as awareness of conflict minerals continues to grow. The outcome could significantly impact Apple's reputation and consumer confidence. What does this mean for consumers who care about where their products come from?
Italy's migrant relocation plan to Albania. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is urging the European Court of Justice to support her controversial plan to relocate migrants to Albania. This initiative has faced major legal challenges from Italian courts, which have blocked the transfer of migrants, citing violations of European Union law. Meloni's plan targets adult men from countries considered safe, allowing them to be held in Albania, with quick returns if their asylum requests are denied. She warns that current court decisions could jeopardize repatriation policies across the European Union until new asylum rules are put in place in 2026. This situation follows a ruling from the European Court of Justice in October 2024, stating that no country can be deemed safe if any part poses a danger to migrants. Albania, located in Southeast Europe, has become a focal point in discussions about migration routes. While Meloni's plan has drawn interest from other European nations, it has also faced criticism for being ineffective and misusing public funds. These developments highlight ongoing tensions within the European Union regarding immigration and asylum policies, raising important questions about safety and responsibility in a rapidly changing world.
Economic challenges and ECB's response. The European Central Bank, or ECB, is currently navigating some tough economic waters. Recently in Helsinki, Finland, Olli Rehn, a key figure at the ECB, shared insights on the Eurozone's economic landscape. With inflation holding steady at the ECB's target of 2%, there's a possibility of lowering interest rates to boost growth. Rehn emphasized that the timing and scale of these cuts will depend on the latest economic data discussed in upcoming meetings. However, uncertainty in trade policies, particularly potential conflicts with the United States, poses risks to the economy. The Bank of Finland has estimated a 0.5% decline in the country's gross domestic product for 2024, with a slow recovery expected in 2025, projected at just 1%. These developments highlight the challenges facing Finland's economy and the crucial role of the ECB's decisions for the entire Eurozone. How might these changes impact your financial choices?
Breakthrough in electric vehicle battery technology. Researchers at the Canadian Light Source in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, have made a groundbreaking advancement in electric vehicle batteries. These new batteries could last up to 8 million kilometers, which is about 25 times longer than the typical lifespan of current batteries, usually between 160,000 and 320,000 kilometers. The team used advanced technology to study the structure of these batteries. Their innovative single crystal electrode design makes them tougher and better at handling physical strain compared to traditional batteries. After 6 years of continuous testing, there were no signs of decline in performance. Tesla Canada supported this research, highlighting how crucial long-lasting batteries are for electric vehicles. This exciting development could lead to fewer battery replacements and a smaller carbon footprint for electric vehicles, paving the way for a more eco-friendly future.
Decline in German business sentiment. German business sentiment has taken a significant hit in December 2024, according to a recent survey by the IFO Institute. The Business Climate Index shows a concerning drop, signaling that many business leaders are increasingly worried about the economic outlook. This survey gathered insights from around 9,000 managers. While some current conditions have improved, the expectations index has also fallen, indicating a lack of confidence in the near future. Global conflicts, especially the ongoing war in Ukraine, along with a downturn in manufacturing, are adding to this uncertainty. However, the ZW Institute reports that investors remain cautiously hopeful, looking forward to potential changes in government after the upcoming election on February 23, 2024. Large corporations, including Volkswagen, are considering cuts in production due to fears of job losses and declining consumer confidence. The IFO Institute plays a crucial role in providing insights into Germany's economic health. This decline in business sentiment reflects real concerns about future investments and hiring, which could slow down economic growth.
ThyssenKrupp Nusra's outlook on U.S. policy changes. ThyssenKrupp Nusra, a key player in producing electrolysis systems for clean hydrogen, is preparing for possible shifts in U.S. policies with President-elect Donald Trump taking office. There are rising concerns that his administration might cut funding from the Inflation Reduction Act, which has been vital for clean energy projects. Recently, shares of ThyssenKrupp Nusra jumped by 9.6%, reaching their highest point since November 7, 2024. The company reported a financial loss of 14 million euros, or about 14.7 million US dollars, for the fiscal year 2023/2024, which was better than many analysts expected. Sales soared by 30%, totaling 862 million euros, and the company anticipates sales between 850 and 950 million euros for 2025. CEO Werner Ponikwar highlighted the company's ability to adapt by shifting resources to markets like India if opportunities in the U.S. begin to decline. The clean tech sector is closely watching these developments, as clear laws regarding green hydrogen incentives are crucial. Any uncertainty could slow down important projects.
Ecuador's innovative conservation initiative. Ecuador has made headlines with a groundbreaking $1.5 billion Debt for Nature swap designed to protect the Amazon rainforest. This innovative deal opens the door to $460 million dedicated to conservation efforts. By taking advantage of cheaper financing, Ecuador can buy back discounted bonds, saving nearly $500 million over the next 17 years. The Amazon BioCorridor program will manage an impressive 4.6 million hectares of protected areas and safeguard an additional 1.8 million hectares of forests and wetlands. This ambitious program aims to protect 18,000 kilometers of rivers while supporting local communities. The deal is expected to generate $23.5 million each year, with $19 million going directly to conservation initiatives. Additionally, it reduces Ecuador's debt by $527 million and is projected to free up $800 million in savings by 2035. Key players in this initiative include the Ecuadorian government, the Nature Conservancy, Bank of America, and the Inter-American Development Bank. This approach highlights the vital link between environmental conservation and economic stability, showcasing how financial strategies can lead to significant ecological benefits.
Israel's military strategy and ceasefire talks in Gaza. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, has announced that the country will keep control over the Gaza Strip once the fighting stops. This comes as talks about a ceasefire and a potential hostage deal are underway. Katz believes Israel is closer to a ceasefire than ever before. Hamas, the governing group in Gaza, is currently negotiating in Doha, Qatar, with mediators from Egypt and Qatar. These discussions focus on establishing a ceasefire and arranging a prisoner exchange. Since the terror attack by Hamas on October 7, 2023, around 1,200 people have died in Israel and about 250 hostages have been taken. In response, Israeli military actions in Gaza have led to over 45,000 deaths, with many victims being women and children. Concerns are growing about a prolonged Israeli military presence in Gaza, similar to the situation in the occupied West Bank. The urgency of these negotiations has increased, especially with pressure from the incoming U.S. administration under President-elect Donald Trump, who has warned of serious consequences if a deal isn't reached by January 20. The outcome of these talks will significantly affect both Israeli and Palestinian communities and the broader region.
FTC bans surprise junk fees. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, has taken a bold step by banning surprise junk fees for live event tickets, hotels, and vacation rentals. This new rule is expected to save American buyers around 53 million hours and about $11 billion over the next decade. Starting in April 2025, businesses will need to show total prices up front, putting an end to hidden charges like convenience fees. FTC Chair Lina Khan emphasizes that this move is all about price transparency, helping protect consumers from unexpected costs. However, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce disagrees, claiming this rule disrupts business pricing strategies. This initiative is part of a larger effort by the Biden administration to ease the financial burden on families facing rising costs due to inflation. Imagine how much easier it will be for families to plan their budgets without worrying about surprise fees.
Databricks achieves $62 billion valuation with major funding. Databricks, a leading artificial intelligence startup based in San Francisco, California, has made headlines by reaching a remarkable valuation of $62 billion. This milestone follows their successful raise of $10 billion in a record-breaking venture capital funding round. Reported on December 17, 2024, this funding attracted major players like Thrive Capital, Andreessen Horowitz, and GIC, surpassing the $6.6 billion raised by OpenAI just a few months earlier in October 2023. With this substantial investment, Databricks is set to focus on developing innovative AI products and pursuing strategic acquisitions. The company expects to achieve a revenue run rate of $3 billion by January 2025 and aims to generate positive free cash flow for the first time in the quarter ending January 31, 2025. This significant investment not only highlights the growing interest in AI technologies, but also positions Databricks as a key player in the ever-evolving tech industry.
Canada imposes sanctions on Venezuelan officials. On December 17, 2024, Canada took decisive action by imposing sanctions on five officials from the Venezuelan government. This move comes in response to their efforts to undermine democracy during the presidential election on July 28, 2024, where Nicolas Maduro was declared the winner. Among those targeted is Carislia Beatriz Rodriguez, the head of Venezuela's Supreme Justice Tribunal. Canada expressed serious concern over the destabilizing actions of the Maduro regime, as massive protests erupted across the country following the election results. Reports indicate that at least 24 people lost their lives, and around 2,000 were arrested during these demonstrations. The Venezuelan government has rejected these sanctions, labeling them an economic war. Meanwhile, the opposition claims that Edmundo González was the true victor of the election. These sanctions reflect a broader international effort to address ongoing human rights violations in Venezuela, highlighting the tense and volatile political climate in the country.
TikTok's legal battle over a potential U.S. ban. TikTok is in the spotlight as it fights against a law that could lead to a ban on the app in the United States. This law requires ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, to sell the app to a non-Chinese buyer by January 19, 2025. If ByteDance doesn't comply within 9 months, major app stores like Apple and Google would have to remove TikTok from their platforms. With around 170 million users in the U.S., TikTok's legal team argues that this ban violates the First Amendment rights of its users. This request comes after the U.S. Court of Appeals dismissed TikTok's earlier claim that the law is unconstitutional. The legal battle raises serious concerns about national security and data privacy, with fears that the Chinese government could exploit TikTok for surveillance. Opposing the ban are Congressman Jim McGovern from Massachusetts and Congressman Mark Pocan from Wisconsin. They emphasize the importance of free speech and highlight the potential negative impact on small businesses. The outcome of this case could have significant consequences for social media and data privacy regulations in the United States. What does this mean for the future of the platforms we rely on every day?
EU climate policy faces challenges. The European Union is feeling the heat from its member states to ease up on climate change laws. Denmark's climate minister, Lars Aagaard, warns that rolling back these regulations could jeopardize our progress in fighting climate change. The EU has set an ambitious target, a 90% reduction in net emissions by 2040. As elections loom in Germany and Poland, the political landscape is shifting dramatically. Recent decisions include delaying an anti-deforestation law and softening green farming regulations. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is advocating for changes to the EU's 2035 ban on new combustion engine cars. At the same time, the Czech Republic and Poland are pushing to postpone the launch of a new carbon market for transport and heating fuels, which is set for 2027. These developments raise serious concerns that rising carbon emissions could undermine the EU's climate agenda. The stakes are high, and the future of our planet hangs in the balance. What does this mean for us all?
Africa's nuclear energy future. On December 17, 2024, leaders gathered in Kigali, Rwanda, for a crucial discussion on funding nuclear energy projects across Africa. Claver Gatete, the executive secretary of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, highlighted the pressing need for renewable energy solutions, as nearly 600 million people in Africa still lack access to electricity. Gatete pointed out that Africa plays a significant role in uranium production, with countries like Namibia and Niger leading the way. He emphasized that nuclear energy offers a clean alternative to fossil fuels. Currently, about 64 nuclear reactors are under construction in 15 countries around the world. Rwanda's Minister of Infrastructure, Jimmy Gasore, stressed the importance of working together with various groups to address energy challenges. The conference brought together government officials, private sector representatives, and energy experts to explore effective funding strategies for nuclear energy projects. A strong commitment to nuclear energy could open the door to improved energy access and economic growth throughout Africa.
Meta fined for major data breach. The European Union has hit Meta with a hefty fine of 251 million euros, around $263 million, for a massive data breach that exposed millions of users' private information back in 2018. This breach affected 29 million users globally, including 3 million in the EU. Hackers took advantage of a weakness in Facebook's code, allowing them to access sensitive details like names and contact information. Since the General Data Protection Regulation came into effect in 2018, Meta has faced nearly 3 billion euros in fines for various violations. This latest penalty underscores the critical importance of data privacy and the responsibility companies have to protect user information. As we navigate an increasingly digital world, the need for strong security measures has never been more urgent.
Russia's new law on foreign agents. On December 17, 2024, Russia's State Duma passed a controversial new law that increases oversight of foreign agents. This law requires individuals and organizations labeled as foreign agents to transfer all their income to special accounts in rubles, the Russian currency. The aim is to limit foreign influence and strengthen national security amid rising tensions with the West over the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Right now, there are 895 individuals and organizations on the foreign agents list, with 209 having been removed since 2012. The crackdown on opposition has intensified since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, resulting in over 20,000 arrests of those who oppose the war. Critics argue that this law further restricts freedom of speech and targets anyone who dares to speak out against the government. What does this mean for the future of dissent in Russia?
Kenya's vital oil supply deal. Kenya has secured a vital oil supply deal with major Gulf firms, including Saudi Aramco, the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, and the Emirates National Oil Company. This agreement serves as a lifeline for Kenya's economy, especially as the Kenyan shilling faces significant challenges. Originally established in March 2023, this deal allows Kenya to obtain oil under advantageous conditions. The latest extension introduces six-month credit terms, enabling Kenya to save up U.S. dollars for payments instead of needing around $500 million U.S. dollars each month. This new setup replaces a previous system where local companies competed for oil imports. The involvement of these leading Gulf firms highlights the importance of international partnerships in addressing local economic issues. As Kenya continues to rely heavily on oil imports, this deal plays a crucial role in supporting the country's economy in East Africa. What does this mean for the future of Kenya? The implications are significant, and it's a story worth following.
U.S. sanctions target North Korean money laundering network. On December 17, 2024, the U.S. Treasury Department announced major sanctions against two individuals, Liu Huaying and Zhang Jian, along with a company called Green Alpine Trading LLC, based in the U.S. These sanctions are designed to disrupt a network involved in laundering millions of dollars tied to North Korean cybercrimes. The U.S. government alleges that this network channels illegal funds back to North Korea, a nation notorious for developing weapons of mass destruction. As a result of these sanctions, any U.S. resources owned by these individuals and the company are frozen, and American citizens are banned from engaging in transactions with them. This action is part of ongoing efforts to cut off funding for North Korea's military programs. The UAE has emerged as a key hub for financial activities, raising serious concerns about its role in facilitating money laundering. This situation underscores the intricate connections between finance, cybersecurity, and international relations in tackling global security threats.
UK-China tensions rise over espionage allegations. Tensions flared dramatically between the United Kingdom and China on December 17, 2024, following serious accusations of spying against businessman Yang Tengbo. The Chinese embassy urged the UK to stop its provocations. Yang, who firmly denies any wrongdoing, has been banned from entering the UK. This incident has sparked discussions about labeling China as a security risk. Senior Conservative MPs are pushing for stronger actions against Chinese influence. In response, the UK government plans to roll out a scheme to register foreign lobbyists, requiring them to declare their activities. Although this plan faced delays, it's now set to launch in summer 2025. Recent meetings between UK Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer and Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, highlighted the urgent need for cooperation on trade and climate change. Major banks, including HSBC and Standard Chartered, have expressed worries about how these new regulations might affect their operations. The ongoing debate over national security and foreign influence continues to shape the complex relationship between the UK and China.
Japan's new budget to tackle economic challenges. Japan's parliament has just approved a supplementary budget of 13.9 trillion yen, which is about 90 billion US dollars, to tackle the pressing economic hurdles facing families. This budget aims to ease the financial strain on households dealing with rising costs. To support this effort, the government is rolling out a comprehensive stimulus package worth 39 trillion yen. This package will provide financial support for energy costs and direct cash assistance to low-income families. To help fund this budget, around 6.7 trillion yen will be raised by selling government bonds. However, there are growing concerns about the country's financial stability, as Japan already has the highest debt levels among major economies. This budget reflects the government's urgent response to ongoing economic difficulties, aiming to support citizens and stimulate growth in the economy. How do you think this budget will impact your community?
NERC report highlights power supply risks in the U.S. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation, known as NERC, has released a report that reveals a troubling trend. Half of the United States is facing a greater chance of power shortages in the next decade. This issue is largely driven by the increasing demand for electricity from artificial intelligence data centers and the shift to using electricity in our homes and vehicles. NERC points out that 78 gigawatts of electricity generation will be taken offline, with another 37 gigawatts expected to follow by 2034. To put that into perspective, that's enough electricity to power around 1 million homes. States like California and Texas are particularly at risk for outages during extreme weather. The report stresses the pressing need for investment in renewable energy and infrastructure to ensure a reliable power supply for the future. As our need for electricity continues to grow, tackling these challenges will be essential for keeping our lights on and our communities thriving.
Biden administration's LNG export study highlights caution. On December 17, 2024, the Biden administration unveiled an important study on liquefied natural gas exports. This study raises critical questions about the need for caution when issuing new export permits. In January 2024, President Joe Biden paused the approval process for these permits to carefully assess their economic and environmental effects. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm pointed out that increasing LNG exports could lead to higher greenhouse gas emissions and drive up energy prices for consumers across the United States. Looking ahead, incoming President Donald Trump plans to lift the pause on new LNG export permits when he takes office on January 20, 2025. The goal of this study is to guide future decisions by the Department of Energy regarding LNG exports. Liquefied natural gas, which is natural gas cooled to a liquid state for easier transport, plays a vital role in global energy markets, especially in Asia and Europe. As we consider these findings, it's essential to weigh the economic benefits against our environmental responsibilities.
Iran's call for change in EU policy. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Esmail Baghaei, is urging the European Union to change how they deal with West Asia. His comments come after Kaya Kallas, the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, suggested that the influence of Russia and Iran in Syria should be reduced. Baghaei found Kallas' remarks ironic, pointing out the EU's own role in regional crises. He stressed that Iran's involvement in Syria is crucial for the country's interests. In addition, Baghaei announced that Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian will visit Egypt for the 11th Development Aid Summit, which aims to boost economic cooperation among developing nations. The Syrian conflict, ongoing since 2011, continues to involve various international players, with Iran supporting the Assad regime. As diplomatic discussions unfold, the situation remains tense and complex, raising important questions about the future of the region.
Clashes in Jenin amid Palestinian Authority operations. Violent clashes erupted in Jenin, a city in the West Bank, on December 17, 2024. Palestinian Authority security forces faced off against Islamist fighters from Hamas and Islamic Jihad. This unrest follows the attacks on Israel by Hamas on October 7, 2023. The Palestinian Authority, formed under the Oslo Accords, is striving to restore order in Jenin, a known hotspot for militancy. Tragically, at least three people have lost their lives in the conflict, including a high-ranking member of Islamic Jihad. The United Nations is demanding an investigation into claims of human rights abuses by the Palestinian Authority. Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa emphasized that this operation is essential for security and the future creation of an independent Palestinian state. The atmosphere remains tense with strong resistance from local residents and ongoing demonstrations.
Revival of the China Initiative under Trump. On December 17, 2024, Mark Green, the chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Homeland Security, announced that the controversial China Initiative might be making a comeback. This program, originally launched in 2018 to combat Chinese spying and intellectual property theft, ended in 2022 due to concerns about racial profiling. With Donald Trump set to return to office on January 20, 2025, speculation is growing about the initiative's revival. If it returns, we could see more scrutiny on Chinese individuals and businesses, which might strain the relationship between the U.S. and China. The ongoing conflict between these two nations is characterized by fierce competition in technology and trade. Reviving the China Initiative could escalate tensions and significantly impact American businesses operating in China. This situation raises important questions about the future of U.S.-China relations and what it means for individuals and companies alike.
Canada's bold climate policy shift. Canada is taking a bold step in its battle against climate change. On December 17, 2024, the federal government announced a major change to its climate policy, aiming for a net-zero electricity grid by 2035. This decision follows concerns raised by provinces like Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Ontario about the high cost and practicality of existing regulations. Now, the government is focused on reducing emissions by 193 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent by 2050, a significant drop from the original target of 342 million tons by 2035. The updated clean electricity regulations will provide provinces with more time to meet these new standards. As clean energy sources like hydroelectricity and wind power rise to the occasion, natural gas plants will face less strict requirements. This shift raises important questions about Canada's commitment to international climate agreements and its potential impact on the economy and energy companies. What does this mean for the future of energy in Canada? Stay tuned as we explore the implications of this pivotal policy change.
Estonia and UK strengthen defense ties. On December 17, 2024, in Tallinn, Estonia, Prime Minister Kristen Michael highlighted the vital role of the United Kingdom as Estonia's largest military partner. This important discussion took place during a meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the Joint Expeditionary Force Security Summit. They focused on collaborating with British companies to enhance Estonia's defense capabilities. Estonia, situated in Northern Europe and sharing a border with Russia, is actively building a stronger defense to safeguard its borders amid growing security concerns. The United Kingdom is essential to NATO, providing support to Estonia and other Baltic states. The Joint Expeditionary Force aims to boost military readiness among its member nations. This partnership is crucial for ensuring safety in the Baltic region and fostering stability throughout Europe.
Egypt's rising gold export sector. Egypt is striking gold in its export sector, showcasing impressive potential for growth despite economic challenges. In 2023, the government took a bold step by removing valuation fees on gold jewelry exports, giving a significant boost to competitiveness. As a result, gold exports soared to over $2 billion in the first 9 months of 2024, a remarkable jump from just over $1 billion during the same period last year. Almost all of these exports went to the United Arab Emirates and Switzerland, highlighting key trading partnerships. Looking ahead, Egypt has set an ambitious national strategy to increase gold and jewelry exports by at least 15% each year from 2025 to 2030. In just 1 year, Egypt's ranking among global gold exporters improved dramatically, moving from 94th to 54th. The country aims to break into the top 10 gold exporters by 2027. This growth not only promises to enhance economic stability, but also has the potential to create numerous jobs, paving the way for a brighter economic future. What does this mean for Egypt and its people? The future looks golden.
Mali's struggle for economic justice. Mali, located in West Africa, is grappling with serious conflicts in its gold mining sector, which accounts for about 80% of the country's total exports. Despite this wealth, many citizens face poverty. Recently, the Malian government detained company leaders from Resolute Mining, an Australian firm, over a tax disagreement involving a staggering $160 million owed to the state. This incident underscores Mali's ongoing fight for economic independence. The government has also accused Canadian Barrick Gold of failing to pay $500 million in taxes. These conflicts highlight a growing trend among African nations demanding fairer revenue shares from foreign companies. The United Kingdom and Australian governments have stepped in to support Resolute Mining, drawing attention to modern forms of colonialism still impacting Africa. Mali is striving to reform its mining sector, aiming to secure greater economic justice for its people. The outcome of these disputes could significantly shape the future of Mali and its citizens, as the nation seeks to reclaim control over its valuable resources.
South Korea's political crisis and U.S. relations. On December 18, 2024, South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Tae-yul spoke out about a serious political crisis unfolding in South Korea. Tensions escalated when President Yoon Suk-yeol attempted to impose martial law, creating significant challenges in communication with the team of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. This turmoil has disrupted diplomatic relations and weakened the political momentum between South Korea and the United States. The declaration of martial law has sparked worries about civil liberties and led to a noticeable increase in military presence. Many experts are calling this crisis one of the most significant in decades. Investors are anxious about how this situation could affect South Korean markets and the overall economy. The uncertainty surrounding these developments could threaten trade agreements and cooperation with the United States. As the situation continues to evolve, tensions remain high, and the world is watching closely.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.